So, let me finish this scripture and move on. He said that comfort of heaven and woven together in love fabric. This will give you access to all the riches of God. Great mystery. This will give you access to all the riches of God's great mysteries. God, great mystery. Single mystery. And that mystery is Christ. That mystery is Christ. And Christ is in you, in me. Say that with me, Christ in me.
Christ in me.
The mystery of God. Listen at verse 3. For our spiritual wealth is in him. Where is your spiritual wealth? To get rid of, to be free of all poverty in your spiritual life, you receive what he's about to say. And if you want to have this wealth, matter of fact, hold it, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 8. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 8. We're talking about this the wisdom. I was going to do verse 18, but let's back up to 12. Because this is what we're going to be talking about, wisdom and knowledge of God. We're going to talk about this depths, into the depths of it to some a greater degree than in the past. He said, our wisdom dwell with the pruner. This is verse 12. Proverbs 8, okay? They got it up there? Proverbs 8, the 8th chapter, Proverbs verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell with the pruner and find out knowledge of what? Witted inventions. Wisdom will show you the knowledge of witted inventions, thing that you don't have a clue. I say this again, in so many areas of my life, because some of the ways that I was brought up, some of the ways that something was said, I know it affected me. And the devil had a field day in some areas of my life way longer than he should have had. And many times I failed about that tall. And I failed about twice that stupid. Well, I did. And he would churn right in on my thinking. I know he, you know, me thinking that way. And he churned right in on it. But I discovered. And sometimes you accident run up on something. I discovered I could do something. And I didn't realize, because I was determined to not stay in that bondage. And when I discovered that I had some skills and some things that I could do, and I found out that I was a good observer. If you would do something, I'll observe what you do. This, you know how this pulpit got here? Let me tell you the story. I don't know if I told you the story. You know how this pulpit got here? I was in Houston, Texas at Ivy Hill meeting. He was preaching, I was looking at his pulpit. And came back and built it. That's how it got here. Some of you may have known that. I told my wife, maybe told some of you. But that's how it got here. I observed and I looked. And I didn't write anything down. Didn't draw anything out. I just... And I got the wisdom of God how to put it together and make it and make everything work. And it's been here. Y'all hadn't thrown it away yet, so. So listen. Dwell with the prudent. Our wisdom dwell with the prudent. I find out knowledge of witty invention. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is to what? Come on. Let's talk with me now. Can we get the scripture up there? The fear of the Lord is to do what? And what? Pride and what? Arrogance. And evil ways. And a forward mouth do I hate. Do you hate what the Lord hates? Do you have a forward mouth? If you got a forward mouth, you don't hate what the Lord hates. But look what he said. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I have understanding. I have strength. A man, a woman that have the wisdom of God is not a weak person. They're not a chump. They're not a jelly bag. Amen. They're not a back talker nor a backstabber. They stand for truth. They stand for truth, integrity, and godliness. Anybody in the house? Y'all gonna talk to me tonight. By me, what? King reigns and princes decree. See, princes will decree justice when they operate by the wisdom of God. But you take a jelly bag, you take a one that want to snitch and sneak and snitcher, we call them snitch. They don't care what they do, long they get away, do what they can do and get away with it. But a person that's full of wisdom, when they are in a position to make a decision that's going to be, they will make a decision that will be best and true to the situation that's involved. They won't be a snitch, they won't be a chicken, and they won't be unjust, they'll be fair. Amen.